Welcome to Atlanta Business Radio. I am Lee Cantor, and I am joined in the studio with my pal, Stone Payton. How you doing, Stone?
Good morning, sir. I am doing well. I'm getting fired up about going to the mountains. You know, our crowd goes to Highlands, North Carolina over July 4th weekend, and so I've got a little bit of grocery shopping to do this evening, and then I'm headed to the mountains tomorrow morning.
It's not easy being you.
It's so not, man. It's a lot harder than it looks.
So you got a big family get-together, right? You got family coming from all over the country?
From all over the place, absolutely. And we're going to eat and drink and be merry.
And while you're goofing off, having a good time, I'll be here working and holding down the fort.
Just like yesterday. You were downtown working while I was taking my nap yesterday. What were you up to down there?
That's right. I had a meeting with Ray Gilbert, and he is with the British American Business Group. And what they've done is he's organizing an event. It's really an amazing event. It's called Global Connect, and it's Thursday, July 21st in the evening, and it'll be at the 200 Peachtree Building. And what it is 38 binational chambers of commerce in one room. So imagine, it's probably over half of the international chambers that we have in the city will be in this room. And it's a networking event. A ton of restaurants are coming from all over to be there to kind of have, you know, the great food experience. And then plus you get to meet all these people from the different chambers of commerce from all over the world.
So wow.
And we will be there. That was why I was meeting with him, because we're going to do a remote from that event.
Cool. And I get to play too, right?
You get to play too.
That's going to be fun stuff.
That's right. It's going
to
be great.
And we're getting closer and closer to actually having a studio down there at 200 Peachtree before too long, too.
That's right. Well, that should be, you know, we're waiting kind of on their building and finishing out the building of that space, and then we'll be there right when they open.
All right. Beats the hell out of working, doesn't it?
Yeah. It's good, good time. Good time. So who do we have today?
Well, this morning, it is my distinct pleasure to introduce the Grand Poobah, the President and CEO of Atlanta Convention and Visitors Bureau, ACVB, Mr. William Pate. Welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you very much. Great to have you. I got to put Poobah on my business card, so I got to remember that.
If you know how to spell it, you'll have to.
That's right.
Well, we are delighted to have you, man. So what are you guys up to? What are you out there trying to do for folks?
Well, I tell you, first off, I really appreciate the opportunity to be with you guys today and talk a little bit about what we're doing at the Bureau. You know, basically, our job is to make sure more people are in the city tomorrow than there are today. I mean, we're all about bringing tourists and conventioneers and business people into the city.
So you call it the Bureau? Is that what you do?
Yes, we do call it the Bureau.
Like that's the FBI?
That's not like the official, you know, but that's sort of the nomenclature.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
I mean, I want to make, yeah, you want to make sure you get the lingo right, right? Early in the
conversation. I watch a lot of TV shows, and they call other things the Bureau. They were never the visitors. So the Bureau.
Well, we haven't gotten our TV show on yet, but I'm sure we'll get something very soon. But our job is to bring conventioneers and business people and tourists to the city. And the importance of that to the people in the city of Atlanta is that it's a $10 billion business across the city. It employs about 235,000 folks, which is about one in every seven people in the city. So it cuts a wide swath and really generate. It's one of, I say it's the gasoline that sort of drives the economic engine in the city. So, you know, as we continue to grow and continue to pull out of this economic malaise that we've been in, you know, the convention and bureau is really, you know, able to sort of lead the city out, because as we get more people in town, we've got to hire more people to take care of them. You're going to see more restaurants being opened, and that really lifts, you know, all the boats in the city.
Sure. Now, how is business for us? How are we perceived out in the marketplace, Atlanta?
You know, our business is very good. I would say, you know, of the major convention destinations across the country, it's probably us in Chicago that are battling right now for the number one position. Atlanta's got a lot of momentum, and a lot of that really begins with the construction of the aquarium in 2005 and all the development that has occurred in the park over the last 5 to 6 years. It really has created a city center. Lucky Marietta, which is growing into our entertainment district right off the park. And so there are a lot of things to see and do in the city, and, you know, the growth continues to keep coming. We're planning on opening the College Football Hall of Fame, which is going to relocate here in 2013. That'll be built on the park. We're also going to be breaking ground on the Center for Civil and Human Rights, which will be next to the aquarium, and that's going to break ground in August, and will also open in 2013.
I was taking a look at these numbers, and I think I can pretty unequivocally state that since I became involved with Business Radio X, tourism is up.
Yeah, I think the aquarium was here after that. How does the aquarium impact, like, because you wouldn't think, like, oh, how, that's going to impact business having an aquarium. Like, how does that actually, well, how does the math of that work?
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the values of the aquarium, first off, it's the largest in the world. So, right, you know, anytime you have the best and the largest, people come from all over the world to see it. They're doing between 2.5 to 3 million visitors a year. So just the growth off of the aquarium, if 50% of those who come to the aquarium go and touch our other attractions, right, you know, you see the lift. And, you know, again, when you've got 3 million people downtown coming for the aquarium, then you can open restaurants like we have in Lucky Marietta, all the new restaurants in Lucky Marietta. And so it just, you know, it creates the opportunity for more business expansion downtown.
Now, what is your day-to-day job? Are you out there going, hey, Mr. Museum in Wichita, you should come here? Like, is that what you do? Or you're helping get conventions that are maybe in other cities? Or how do you...
You know, it's the interesting thing about the ACVB is that we do have our fingers in a lot of pies. And so a lot of it is, you know, meeting with meeting planners of large conventions to mm-hmm. close those. So, for instance, we just, as an example, we just closed the American Dental Association. Now, they're going to bring 55,000 dentists to the city. And they haven't been here since 1984. So, you know, again, they've been hearing about Atlanta. They sense the excitement and momentum about Atlanta. And so now they, you know, they want to come here. So that is, you know, that's a great piece of business that is going to fill the restaurants, fill the attractions. It'll fill the convention center. And so some of it is, you know, out trying to close business. Some of it is, you know, just looking for opportunities in the city for restaurants, for, you know, additional attractions, anything we can do to sort of, you know, build the city. The thing about Atlanta is when we have a lot of people in town, it's not just downtown that benefits. They stay in Midtown. They stay in Buckhead. Right. They shop in Buckhead. Sure, they fill the restaurants in Buckhead. So, you know, our job is to get as much compression downtown as possible so that the entire metro area benefits.
Now, is this a membership organization? So if I have a hotel, if I have a restaurant, I'm a member and I'm part of this collective?
How do you get in the Bureau?
Yeah, it is a member organization. Well, first, you have to have the password, which we'll be happy to share with you.
I want a badge.
Now, we have 1,200 members. And membership is open to anybody. Uh-huh. And but the folks who are members are typically people who are looking to grow their business from the folks that we bring into town.
Right.
So we've got obviously a lot of restaurants, a lot of hotels. We have decorators. We have food establishments, food service groups. Anybody who, you know, whose business can benefit by having large numbers of people in town. And we really work hard to make sure that our members get that financial benefit. I mean, by strengthening the business community, it makes Atlanta an easier destination to sell. So we want our members to be very successful, and we try and plug them into the right business opportunities. And we also introduce them to each other so they can do business with each other.
So you do kind of networking events for your members? Is that...
We do a lot of networking events where members can get together and meet each other. And we also do spotlight events where we'll take members and sort of spotlight them to the community, perhaps folks that are new to town or have just started a new business and are trying to meet a lot of people in a short amount of time. Sort of get their business kicked off. So we try and create as many of those opportunities as we can.
Are there any gaps in your portfolio of service providers are you looking for? How's your radio personalities?
Well, I mean, you know, we don't have the A-list like I'm talking to here today. No, we actually do have some radio station and some TV station members.
Right, they want to be
folks that want to talk about you know, what's going on in the city and sort of be on the cutting edge of the new things that are coming. And so actually we do have some fabulous meeting partners that
now,
and a lot of times they're there, you know, a little bit as a public service because they want to make sure that people in the city of Atlanta know what's going on.
To get exactly there. And there must be something going on, like on a daily basis, right? There's events or conferences, trade shows. You got stuff going on.
Oh, yeah. We have something going on almost every week. We certainly strive to have something
right.
going. When we don't have something going on there's every a, week, that's a whole different
good.
Set of meetings that I have. But for example, over the next 90 days, we're going to have 12 major events in the city that will take us through Labor Day. It's going to generate about $350 million
wow.
worth of business in the city. So, again, the hospitality industry is a large scale industry. And so when we get a lot of people in town, everybody benefits.
Now, is there an AC, not wouldn't be an ACVB, but a something CVB in every major metro area? Like, I grew up in Pensacola. Is there a Pensacola CVB?
There is a Pensacola CVB. In fact, I was just down in Apalachicola, and there's an Apalachicola CVB. You know, tourism in almost every country in the world tends to be a large industry, and in most cities, even here in the metro area. You know, Alpharetta has a CVB, Sandy Springs has a CVB. I mean, they're, again, and they're organizations that are working to fill, you know, again, looking to fill their local hotels, and they're looking to, grow their local business. And we try to help them as much as we can. We, you know, as again, we tend to generate the large numbers. But, you know, we want to benefit everywhere. We have some we have many groups that, you know, if they can't fit downtown, you know, we'll send them out to Cobb, to the Cobb Energy Center. Because, again, as long as the city and the metro area is thriving and healthy, it helps us do our job.
Sure.
Now, so it's not a competitive thing, like you're not vying against each other, or you're... Are they getting your kind of leftovers?
Well, no, it's it's not a, it's really not competitive because we just serve different. I mean, we have the fourth largest convention center in the country,
right? Like,
so there's nobody else in the metro area that can serve the sorts of large conventions that we have. But we also do a great family reunion business in the city, and oftentimes. Especially during the summer, you know, family reunions, if we're filled up downtown and they can't get hotel rooms, you know, we can send them out into the metro area where they can get great hotel rates. They fill those restaurants. And so, you know, we try to all work together because, again, at the end of the day, we want Atlanta, capital A, to be one of the most successful cities in the country. And we do that by working together. And that's one of the things that the city does so well.
Now, how did you get in this line of work? Have you always done this kind of thing?
Well, as most things, I have had great timing. I was in corporate America as a CMO, and I actually chaired the bureau. I started 2 weeks before 9/11.
Oh, my.
And so I really had an opportunity to see the industry at probably its bottom, at a time when nobody was traveling. And I was working for Bell South when Bell South was purchased by AT&T. I was looking, you know, for something to do. And the CEO at the ACVB was retiring, and they asked me to look at the opportunity. So I took the job in October of 2008, right when everything fell off the cliff again. So there was, at some point, I was wondering if they were really making the right decision, inviting me in. But actually, it's been a great run. You know, I'm a marketer by trade, and at the end of the day, this is a marketing job. And, you know, I grew up in Atlanta. I've been a resident here all my life, and so I have a special, you know, element of civic pride. As I tell, you know, our customers when I'm pitching them, I say, you know, when you're coming to Atlanta, you're not just coming to a city, you're coming to my home. And I want you to be treated like you'd be treated in my home. And so, you know, we take it very personally when people come to our town, and we want to make sure they have a great time. And I think all the residents in the city feel the same way.
Now, do you find yourself in the situation much when an organization with as much weight, as much juice as, say, an American Dental Association, and they're getting it down to two or three cities? Do you find yourself in that situation, and you kind of, you invite them to come in, and you...
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, often we compete with Washington, D.C., Orlando, Chicago, Las Vegas. Those are sort of the folks that we compete with, New Orleans sometimes. And, yeah, oftentimes it will get down to one or two cities. And Atlanta's, I think, in a unique position because unlike New York and Chicago, where just over the course of your business you're going to find yourself in those cities, you know, people don't get to Atlanta regularly. And so oftentimes we're talking to meeting planners or CEOs or board members who haven't been to Atlanta in 7 or 8 years. And so a lot of times we'll invite them to the city, bring them into town, walk them through downtown, midtown, walk them through Buckhead, and then the light goes on because they can really begin to see what their attendees are going to experience when they're in town. And that's when we've got the hook in them, and that's when we can close.
Well, and tell them you can get them tickets to the Business Radio X studio. They can meet Lee Cantor. I mean, you got some stuff in your back pocket now.
Don't be shy about using that.
I'm definitely adding that page to our presentation portfolio. No doubt about it.
We'll work on that together after the show, William. Now, when things are out there, and you know, the economy is so shaky now. This becomes really an integral part of the growth of the city, right? Like, if this went
235,000 employees.
Right. But if there was something
$10 billion
all of a sudden this went away, this is a different city, right? Atlanta wouldn't be the city that it is if this, we weren't strong in this area, isn't
well,
that right?
Well, hospitality has always, you know, for 100 years or more, has always been an important and integral part of the city's economic development. Because when you bring the folks into town and they're spending the money, then people want to open more restaurants. People want to, you know, during the very bottom of the recession in 08, 09, we opened 4 hotels, you know, just in the downtown Midtown area. So, which, you know, there were a lot of construction jobs attached to that just in the building of the hotels, and not to mention the staffing that's come since then. So it's an industry that, again, has so much scale. It touches so many different
right.
businesses.
I don't think the average person understands that. Like, I guess it's kind of the background noise. Like, you see, you kind of take it for granted that, oh, there's a big bowl game here, or right. like, oh, the Braves are playing, or, you know, we got the Falcons and the basketball, and we got all this stuff going on. It's just kind of in the background. I think we take it for granted, but most of these don't have all this.
Absolutely. Right? I mean, it's interesting. We got the volleyballers in this week, and I think we have 120 volleyball teams from all over the
country.
Yeah, I saw
that. I'm like, why are all these girls walking around in downtown?
And they're all 6 foot. They're all 6 foot right. tall. And I was down in Peachtree Center the other day in the court, in the food court, and, I mean, it was wall to wall. And I heard one of the folks mention, said, God, you know, I can't believe we have all these crowds. You know, I can't get to the Chick-fil-A. Right. I said, look, remember, every one of these people is spending money all over town,
exactly.
and they are supporting our economy. So if you have to wait an extra 4 or 5 minutes at Chick-fil-A, you know.
So are we seeing a revitalization of the downtown area? Sure, certainly feels like that way to me, doesn't it, Lee?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we've definitely had, you know, just a lot of building, a lot of construction, a lot of new things. You know, Lucky Marietta Street, which is growing into our entertainment district, is, you know, brought on several new restaurants. The aquarium has just opened their AT&T Dolphin Tales exhibit. Which is an 1,800-seat theater where you can go and see dolphin shows. So, you know, Atlanta's a city that never rests on its laurels. I mean, we're always looking to do something new, to do something big, and that's one of the things I think makes the city so great and creates so much momentum in the city is most people would be happy to have the world's largest aquarium and stop there.
Right.
And yet, you know, we're bringing the College Football Hall of Fame, relocating that from Notre Dame. And when you think about the sports franchise that we have with the Chick-fil-A College Kickoff, the Chick-fil-A Bowl, the Atlanta Football Classic, all of the collegiate sports that we have, you know, the College Football Hall of Fame is going to do great here. And then you layer on top of that all of our pro sports franchise. We have about 1 million people who come in town every year in the summer just to go to a Braves game.
Right,
really?
Just to visit, to go there to make that the highlight of their trip.
Right,
the Braves game.
Right. And so, you know, even our pro sports franchises draw a lot of visitors, you know, from the southeast area because it's such an easy city to get to. I mean,
right.
We have 3 interstates that, you know, crisscross right in the middle of town. So it's a very easy, very accessible city. And so we get a lot of drive-in visitation that'll come, you know, for a lot of our sporting events.
I bet Coke's a real draw too, right? The museum and all that stuff.
The World of Coke is another great attraction that we have right downtown. Of course, Coca-Cola is an iconic brand across the world. In fact, I was just meeting with some folks yesterday, and one of the things they wanted to do is go see the Coca-Cola headquarters. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, CNN. I mean,
right.
you know, CNN, which is, you know, provides the world its news, located right downtown where you can go through and do CNN tours and meet some of the personalities. And so when you start putting that package together, you really begin to understand why people are excited about coming here, why they want to visit.
So your job really isn't that hard because we've got a lot going on.
No, it really isn't. No, it's really. In fact, I'll be done here about 10:30. So you know,
you can
probably go hit some golf balls, right?
But no, to your point, Lee, I mean, just hearing him rattle off all of these attractions,
right.
it's stuff we take for granted.
Right.
It's just all right here at our fingertips.
Now,
just to jump in, it's a funny thing. You know, people always talk about the folks who live in New York never go to Broadway. And I think that's true in I think that's true in most cities is that you do sort of take what you have for granted. And one of the things that over the last couple of years we've been promoting to the residents in town is, you know, you can take mini vacations right downtown, bring the kids downtown, stay for a couple of nights over a weekend and hit the aquarium, hit the World of Coke, hit the Children's Museum, go to the CNN tour, go out to Buckhead, do your shopping, you know, eat at some of the great restaurants up in
Buckhead.
We
did that as a family. I live here in Sandy Springs, and we stayed at the Westin, and did the, you know, rooftop thing, Hard Rock, walk around downtown, get the whole urban feel, and then just drive, you know, that's 15 minutes away.
That's right. And, but you feel like you're sort of doing something special and you're out of town.
Right. It was like the staycation, you know. Now, so how do you see this thing going 5 years from now? Is it possible to get even more stuff going on? I know you don't like to sit on your laurels, but there's a lot already.
Well, I think we have beyond just the building that's going on, one of the great things that's going to be happening to the city next year is we're going to be opening the international terminal at the airport, which is going to we're going to be second in the nation in terms of nonstop international flights, right behind JFK. And what that's going to do is create a fabulous opportunity for visitors from Europe, from Asia, from Latin America. That's going to help those conventions that we have, that it'll be an opportunity to bring in more international attendance. So we'll see a lot of incremental lift there. It's also going to be great for the business community. I know the Metro Atlanta Chamber has been working, with companies around the world to locate U.S. headquarters here,
right?
And because of the accessibility that the international terminal will bring, it's going to be a great thing. Now, for residents, one of the great things for those of you who travel internationally, you know, you have to check in and you have to get your bag and you have to recheck your bag to get to the parking lot, right? And that's going to be eliminated. And for people who live here and travel internationally like I do, that's going to be a great benefit as well.
Now, the port in Savannah, I know that's not here in Atlanta, but I think that's going to positively impact us for our international standpoint as well.
And that's a great example of how things interconnect, because of that port, because of the widening of the Panama Canal and the fact that Savannah is such an important port, we're going to be able to bring, starting in 2012, a show called MODEX, which is the second largest logistics show in the country. Mm-hmm. It's going to bring about 35,000 people the first year. That show is only, and we've got it signed up for 5 rotations. So that show is only going to grow and continue to grow exponentially. It'll end up being one of the largest shows that we have in the city over time. And all of that is driven by the fact that the Savannah port is so important.
Right.
Logistics are so important to the state. And therefore, we can sell them to have their convention.
And then
here.
The reason they're putting that emphasis on that port is because of Atlanta being the international.
Absolutely,
everything
no
works hand to hand. I mean,
that's why I say, you know, it really is a rising tide that lifts all the boats across the city, mm-hmm. across the state.
You are so well read, Lee. You know everything. You're so well.
I meet
well
a lot of people in this studio. I run into a lot of people. Here.
Yeah. So tell us about your team, because really you don't do it all. You must have a crackerjack team, and you have some physical space downtown somewhere.
Our offices are located right downtown in Peachtree Center, and we have a great team. I mean, to do great things, you have to have a great team. And we really have an outstanding team, really, you know, one of the groups that everybody wants to hire from. I mean, my biggest challenge is, you know,
is
hanging on to great people. But that's the kind of team you want. You want the folks that everybody else wants to hire, because then, you know, you've got the A players. And, you know, I think that's really led to, you know, our ability to have great results. I mean, last year, 2010, was one of the best years in the history of the city. So you think about coming out of, you know, such a tough recession. And to be able to claim that, you know, is directly associated with the hard work that folks do. We also have offices in Washington, D.C. and Chicago, because we have a lot of association business in those cities. And so we're out, we're talking to them, we're face-to-face with them, and we have a great sales team knows how to close business.
I didn't think about that. It must be a little bit like having an embassy. Like you said, you're the Atlanta Convention Visitors Bureau, but you have a place in D.C., and so you treat each other respectfully, and you let them have a place.
Absolutely. I mean, you got to go where the business
cool.
is, right?
So, and then if you're there and you're from Atlanta, you know, that's where you can find Southern food for sure.
Right.
Like nearby, they have access to that.
Some pork chops and gravy.
Now, I know a big part of what you do is you reach out, and we talked about it briefly about the networking and stuff. If somebody wanted, if they have a business and wants to engage and get involved with that, are there openings available for that? Is there a website they can go to
learn more
about that?
Oh, absolutely. They can go to atlanta.net, mm-hmm. Which is really, you know, the place to go to not only for membership and understand what's going on at the Bureau, but also just to see and see what there is to do in the city, things that are upcoming. Special events and things that are going on in the city. It's a great resource. They can also call the Bureau, which is 404-521-6000, and We, you know, absolutely. I can assure you our membership folks would be very happy.
So if there's like an event planner or decorator or somebody that's in that business, they should be a member.
Absolutely.
Right. That's a no-brainer.
It's the easiest and quickest way to really grow and expand your business.
And get plugged into what's happening around the city.
Absolutely.
So it doesn't matter if you're in Roswell, it's still a good idea to be a member of this, right?
Absolutely. Because you know, the scale of the business is so good. I mean, we bring 34 million visitors to Atlanta every year, tourists, conventioners, wow, and business people. There are a lot of businesses that make a lot of money when those people come and turn.
Sure.
And so you want to be, you know, if you're in one of those businesses, you want to be plugged in to, you know, the scale of the kind of customers that we're bringing.
Good stuff, Stone.
Well, 34 million people, they all got to sleep. They all got to eat. They all want to be entertained. The numbers to me are staggering.
Right.
That's incredible. What a delight having you on the show, man. Thanks for coming
down.
It's
my pleasure to be here. Really enjoyed being with you guys.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, everybody should check out Atlanta.net to learn more. And if you serve that industry, that's a no-brainer. You got to be a member. And that wraps up another episode of Atlanta Business Radio. We will see you all next week.